From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the first Chibok schoolgirl to be rescued is being debriefed by authorities. Amina Ali was among nearly 300 girls abducted by Boko Haram militants in a mass kidnapping at a school 2 years ago. Hosea Sambito is with the organization Bring Back Our Girls.
One of the missing girls that has been found, it was yesterday towards evening that our vigilante group from Chibok went out for their normal patrol. Unfortunately, they fall on this girl.
Details of the rescue from the village near the town of Damboa remain unclear. The head of the U.S. Africa Command, General David Rodriguez, says the U.S. military is prepared to support a train and equip mission in Libya. He said such a mission is possible when the Libyan government is ready for it. It would be intended to help Libya fight Islamic State militants. The U.S. government's top intelligence official says he has seen indications of foreign hackers attempting to spy on U.S. presidential candidates. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper said as the campaigns intensify, there will probably be more hacking attempts. Clapper spoke Wednesday at a cybersecurity event in Washington. He said FBI and Homeland Security Department officials are working with the presidential campaigns to counter any cyber threats. Venezuelan police fired tear gas at protesters in Caracas Wednesday. Thousands of protesters tried to reach the headquarters of the country's Electoral Commission, demanding a referendum on recalling Socialist President Nicolas Maduro. This is VOA News.